News. I'm Dole Weiss. Health officials in rural northeastern Missouri, Scotland County, say the county's COVID positivity rate is just under 50%, making it the second highest in the entire state. That's ahead of St. Louis, Columbia, and Springfield. Scotland County Hospital physician Dr. Jeff Davis says the hospital is approaching its breaking point and is running out of equipment.
We've got plenty of oxygen, and most patients need oxygen, but if they continue to deteriorate, they need positive pressure. And we're limited in the number of BiPAPs, they're called, the machines that help provide positive pressure.
That audio courtesy of MissouriNet Quincy affiliate WGEM. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will have boots on the ground in Missouri Monday to begin a first-ever COVID-19 study within some K-12 schools. State Department of Health and Senior Services Director Randall Williams says two groups of students who are considered close contacts to someone with COVID-19 will be studied. The first group includes those wearing masks who are allowed to continue in-person classes, and the other one involves students required to quarantine for 14 days, regardless of whether they were wearing masks.
So we are simply going to observe both of those groups over a month and test them. And then we will publish that data for all the other school systems in the United States.
Earlier this month, the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education loosened the guidelines for making students and staff quarantine after exposure to someone with COVID-19 if they were properly wearing masks at school. Dr. Williams did not have information about the number of schools and which schools were involved. The St. Louis County Department of Public Health has sent certified letters to 36 bars and businesses in recent days, ordering them to cease indoor service or face lawsuits or criminal charges. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports 11 of those establishments have already gotten a second notice from the county. The letters assert the businesses were subject to both civil action and criminal penalties for violating the county's Safer at Home order. The order halts indoor dining and restricts bars and restaurants to takeout food and delivery or outside seating. The Missouri State Supreme Court says a Missouri prisoner who was 16 when she killed a man during a meth transaction in western Missouri's Cass County will remain in prison for now under a key ruling yesterday.
The inmate, 41-year-old Jessica Hicklin, was sentenced in April 1997 to mandatory life without parole and remains incarcerated in Potosi. Hicklin began challenging her sentence after the U.S. Supreme Court held in 2012 that juveniles cannot be given mandatory sentences of life without parole. The Missouri Supreme Court has rejected Hicklin's claim that the Missouri statute giving her parole eligibility after 25 years is unconstitutional. In its ruling, the state court notes U.S. Supreme Court precedent gives states two options for fixing mandatory juvenile life without parole sentences for juveniles already sentenced: either resentence them or give them meaningful opportunity for release after considering certain circumstances. Hicklin has a parole hearing in July 2021. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
This is news on Missouri Net.